What's up, gang?
What up, gang gang?
What's up, energy crew?
What's up?
What's up, gang gang?
How y'all feeling?
I already said gang.
Anywho's, as you can tell, we're feeling pretty good. How are you guys feeling this week?
Positive energy.
Only and good vibes.
Yes. Welcome back to the They Love Our Energy podcast. It's your host, Renata Nicole.
And this is Trey Antoinette. And this is, I am Trey Antoinette, where we're bringing the energy to you guys. And you guys can go ahead and bring the energy in our DMs.
Yes. And I'm hoping that this energy that we're giving y'all will brighten your day.
Because she's been brightening it. She's been dimming it. I'm just joking. I love pod days. Pod days give me so much energy.
Yes, it does.
I love it. I miss it so much.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, this morning I woke up and I was not in the greatest mood. But you know how it's like you wake up sometimes and you're not in a good mood?
Yeah.
And then when you get to that place that you know you gotta go to,
who
that
are you makes listening you happy, to in the car on the way here?
I was listening to Janae.
Oh my gosh. She is my... I love her.
But let me tell you, because it's like, I'm going to tell you how my morning went.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, so I woke up early this morning. I've been up since 5. And I just was tired, for one.
Yeah.
And so because I was tired, I was already easily agitated. I went to Chick-fil-A. Oh. And they disappointed me.
The food wasn't good, or they just didn't have anything?
The customer service.
Made
me mad.
I can't stand bad customer service. Like, if you...
Girl.
If you...
Let me tell...
If you...
I'm gonna tell you a story, though.
Okay,
let me
tell you a story. My bad.
Let me tell you a story real quick.
Okay.
So, I went through the drive-thru. Mm-hmm. And first of all, it just happened to be while I go through the drive-thru that the dump truck want to come take out the dumpster. So, she can't hear me, for one. I wasn't mad at her. So she's like, ma'am, I can't hear you. Okay, cool, whatever. I hurry up and give you my order. I get to the window. So I get to the window. It's the girl at the window. First of all, she's like, are you Jenny? No, I'm not Jenny.
From the block?
I'm not Jenny. How do you not know what car came and what order? And y'all didn't ask me my name this time like y'all usually do. And if you would, I would have told you that I was Cindy. But that's a whole nother day for another story. Okay, a whole nother story for another day. But anyways, so the girl at the window, I said, can I redeem my chicken minis? I got a reward for a free chicken minis.
They didn't ask you to scan it?
So let me tell you, she was like, yeah. So I pull up my Chick-fil-A app, let you scan my stuff so that I can get my rewards or whatever. And I pull it up so you can scan so I can redeem my chicken minis.
Yeah.
So, okay, she scanned it. And so she gives me my daughter's drink and then she gives me the food. She left my orange juice right there and she just like was looking at me. And then she was like, oh, ma'am, is this your orange juice? Yes, it is. Give me my orange juice. I got my orange juice. So then she's kind of like looking at the register, but not looking at me. But she's looking like the way I can see her face. It's looking like, why is she still sitting here? So I said, I'm just waiting for my chicken minis. And so, mind you, I ain't tell you this. I let her scan it. I told her I want to redeem before we paid. So then she walks over to the man that works there. And I can tell she's like, can you see what she wants? So he comes to the window. Hey, ma'am, is there anything I can help you with? You had 2 chicken biscuits, right? I'm like, yes, I did. He said, you got your 2 chicken biscuits, right? Yes, I did. I'm waiting on my chicken minis. He was like, you ordered 2 chicken biscuits, right? I'm like, yes, I wanted to redeem my chicken minis. And he was like, oh, ma'am, you can't do that. You got to order that before. And I said, you know what? Forget it. And I sped off. And I wanted to call them because I need to tell them, it's not the fact that even if I couldn't order my chicken minis like that, it's the fact that...
you guys wouldn't give it to me.
It's not even that. Communicate. Like, yeah. The girl at the window, if I couldn't do it that way, tell me that. Communicate. So that's how my morning went. I was mad at Chick-fil-A. I was tired. And then time was approaching. Got in my car to come to Pod Studio and listen to my Janae. And I just said all that to say that sometimes you wake up in a bad mood, but if you know where your happy place is at and you get there, then yeah, it just brightens up your whole day. So it I know really that was does. A long story, but that was the whole point of it. Pod days make me happy. That was the whole point of that story.
Okay.
So now I'm in good spirits, guys.
Because you're in good spirits, I'm not going to go revisit Chick-fil-A because I have so many questions about Chick-fil-A right now. I'm just
girl, listen.
But we're going to keep you in good spirits.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm straight.
Welcome back, y'all.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Just communicate.
Communication is key.
It is key.
But my thing is, if you don't like your job, why are you there?
So I had to call my husband because he out of town. And he was like, "Hey, you know it's kids that be there." She was young.
Oh, it's weekend.
He's like, they don't know how to communicate. And I said, but this the thing. Whoever works that window has to interact with the people.
And so
if you
want to
uplift, I mean, if you want to uphold your high standard for customer service, Chick-fil-A, because you guys usually be on point, don't put somebody there who can't do the job, ma'am. Put her bag in the shit, okay? How about that? Don't put her at the window where she has to interact with me. Because when I drive through Chick-fil-A line, that's something that makes me happy. And when they say my pleasure and you have a blessed day.
I was going to say, did she say my pleasure?
That's my day. She did not say my pleasure.
I feel like when they don't
say. She did not say I'm sorry.
Did the manager say my pleasure?
No, because I didn't give him a chance. I said, forget it. And skirt.
No, you shouldn't have. You could have got free Chick-fil-A.
Almost.
Because if they don't say my pleasure, you get a, if you beat them to my pleasure, I believe.
So I could have got a free my chicken minis. Yeah. And I could have gotten up. See.
Yeah. You just don't go back to that one.
That's the one by my house.
Oh.
It's okay, though.
Did it ask you to tip?
No, I picked it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I hate that tipping thing.
Yeah, I picked it up, but whatever.
Okay. Well, we're back in good spirits.
I'm going to vibrate on a higher frequency next time.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
I feel like that. Yeah.
I was just on a low frequency. It is what it is.
Hey, we don't mess up. Players
we have highs and lows, like we talked about in the last podcast.
Yeah.
We have highs and lows, and that was a low for me. And the good thing is that I recognize when I'm vibrating on a low frequency, and then I adjust it, and we go back high.
We quivot.
Yeah.
We quivot. We pivot.
Yeah.
We quivot.
We quivot.
We
Anyways, thanks for listening to my Chick-fil-A story, guys. Anyways, what is this episode about? You forgot.
No, I know. Because Chick-fil-A took your energy. So
Chick-fil-A is an energy taker.
There you go. So we're talking about this week, energy givers and energy takers. Are you an energy giver? Are you an energy taker?
Like Chick-fil-A.
And what are some things that take your energy?
Chick-fil-A.
And what are some day things? Girl, stop.
Okay, okay.
What are some things that give you energy? Like, what reboosts you? Like, what regenerates you? What, like you said, what, you know, what keeps you on a higher
right,
vibration?
What's that happy place for you?
I'm going to go over some things and you tell me yes or no.
Okay, let's go for it.
All right, let me see. Energy giver or energy taker? Customer service. Now,
energy taker.
It is an energy taker when you experience horrible customer service.
And I feel like I experienced that a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about, let me see. What about a nice cup of tea?
Energy giver.
All right. Social media.
Ooh. Well, Facebook, energy taker. Ugh. IG, energy giver.
You know what?
I can explain that too.
You know what? I'm going to let you explain and then I'll give mine.
Okay. So I feel like Facebook is my community. Mm-hmm. Like it's my DFW community.
Yeah.
So sometimes I feel I see more negative than I do see positive on Facebook. And I know that I have the ability to be friends with who I want or delete whoever I want to. But sometimes it's family. I want to stay friends with my family, but sometimes what they post is negative, or some people are friends and I want to stay friends with those friends, but sometimes they post negative. So it could be an energy taker. However, when I switch over to IG, it's like nationwide, baby. You know what I'm saying? I intentionally follow people's accounts who have similar goals to me, or people who I'm inspired by. So when I get on NG, when I get on IG, I feel empowered because I intentionally chose to follow those type of people who give off that energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can relate with Facebook. I actually don't really post on Facebook. And the only reason why there is a post on Facebook is because there's a post on Instagram, mm-hmm. and they're connected.
Right. Exactly.
But normally my stories are on there. Facebook, all I see is missing children.
Right.
I see that somebody is breaking up with a baby daddy.
And it's because on Facebook, you get to physically type out
it's like
what
Twitter.
You're feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's just huge rants about
yes,
things.
It is.
So to me, I don't really pay attention to Facebook unless I want to be connected with family and friends.
Exactly.
But I have some snitches on Facebook, so I stay off of Facebook.
Yeah.
Because.
Not you got some snitches.
Girl, I have some snitches.
What's the energy taker?
Oh. In my Facebook?
Whoever your snitches is trying to take some energy.
So my grandmother.
Uh-oh.
Is on Facebook. And she's on Instagram. She's on TikTok. She's okay. actually a really good supporter.
Okay,
and that's how she stays connected with her community.
Yes.
But when your friends and family are all the same people and you post just one thing. I remember a couple years ago, I posted something about, I think it was Jerome and I's 10-month anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
This was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And you know, it gets lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I get a phone call from my grandmother. Are you in that boy? Fuck it. I'm like,
oh.
Where did you get this from? Somebody saw on. Who? Block.
It's crazy because like the snitches don't even be having the story straight. Y'all just be making up stuff in y'all mind. And you just go, I'm going to post something and you just going to go run and tell somebody else for them to come call me. Like,
so, and she was at work funny. Too. So I got the phone call and I was just like, who
right.
said this? She wouldn't tell me anybody. So I went through the whole family and I was like, I went on my mom's side of the family because my dad's side of the family, we just so close. It don't even matter.
Yeah.
They don't talk. So I'm just sitting here like, block. Block, block,
right, block, right.
Block.
Just went on a blocking spree.
I sure did.
Because why?
Because why?
Yeah.
I don't get in trouble.
Right.
And if I'm doing it, just let me do it.
Right.
I was 18.
That's funny.
But yeah, that, so yeah. I have a couple of snitches on Facebook.
Yeah,
Instagram is sometimes a hit and miss with givers and takers because you can see things and you can compare and you can contrast and then you start thinking and you things that you find as inspiration when you can't get there, it just drives you
it
a little
can
crazy.
Be like that,
but I
yeah.
do actually like my Instagram community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
yeah.
TikTok is definitely a giver. Because I'll be on the toilet like, ha, 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 ha. But let me tell you, Instagram and TikTok is also a taker from a creator's point of view.
Mm.
Because how am I supposed to edit a 30-minute video of me doing my hair and get it down? It used to be 2 minutes.
That is so funny.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's neither here or there. What about flowers?
Energy giver. I like flowers.
A long walk.
Energy giver.
Exercising.
Energy giver.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Negative Nancy's.
Energy taker.
Friends.
Give and take. Well, used to be.
Okay.
Give now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's dive into that.
Yeah.
So we were talking about friends. Are you an energy giver in your friends or are you an energy taker?
Definitely an energy giver.
Okay.
Maybe give too much energy at times.
Okay.
If I'm honest with myself.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I'm a giver.
You are.
I feel like
in that we have a relationship. Yeah.
I feel like I give so much to where I could probably get on somebody's nerves because I want to go dance in Target, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was just dancing on the couch.
Yes, you was.
Getting it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just happy with my progress. But anyway, that's neither here or there. Yeah.
You were celebrating a win.
I was.
Yeah.
But I definitely would agree. I am an energy giver. And my friends, I like to be the person to pour into you when you're going in a milestone or an achievement, like a promotion. Mm-hmm. You're moving into a new house.
Yes.
You're pregnant.
Right.
You just have things that you have. You have things that you have. That's all, folks. No, it's just there's certain things. So I like to also send text messages. I know most of the time you are the first person to send me a message because you are up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I'm learning to prioritize my sleep because I have insomnia. Yeah, so I am good. Not up at 5 o'clock in the morning anymore. I switched my 5 o'clock workout to 8.
Let me tell you something about that because what you were saying, like, okay. So you said you like to text your friends messages. Mm-hmm. And so what I was going to say was, like, sometimes when it comes to giving energy, mm-hmm. and like, I'm a friend that send my friends text messages too, but I'm also, sometimes I have felt in relationships that the only time me and my friends talk is when I send a message first. Ooh. And we can get deeper into that. But the whole reason why I said that is because when you have a friend who actually is like matching that energy or we have the similar energy, I may text you first every morning, but it doesn't bother me that I'm the first person to text you.
Okay.
Because it's like I already know, like, the energy you give me, that doesn't faze me. It's like when I know you think of me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You send me messages throughout the day. We talk multiple times a day.
Man, too many times a day sometimes.
So I know you thinking of me. Yeah. But it's like when you're that friend who's a giver and it's like you're the only time you talk to that friend is when you send the message. It's like, well, you not thinking about me? I'm not that important to you no more. Yeah. Because people make time for what they want to make time for. And people make time for the things that's important to them.
Yes.
So if I'm always the first person to text you, I'm going to question where I stand at in our relationship with you. Because you obviously, you make time for everything else.
Yo, that's a really big thing. Because when I went through a friendship breakup, and I feel like I talked about this when we were on her terms, but I went through a friendship breakup to where I was always the first person who was texting.
Mm-hmm.
And to get deeper into it, I had a funeral.
Mm.
No, I didn't have a. Yeah, I had a funeral and a baby shower. One of those two, I went back to Minnesota and I stayed with this person. But when I realized that you can text somebody in the same state.
Right.
In front of my face.
Yeah.
But you can't do that for me, and I've known you longer. Am I important?
Right.
Am I the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Because what am I here for? Like,
and you know what's crazy?
What's up?
Sometimes it's not that you're not important. Sometimes it's not even that you a problem. Sometimes your aura and who you are and the energy you carry is intimidating to some people.
And that's what my grandma said. My grandma said maybe that person is looks like envies you.
Exactly.
And
baby. Envious people in friendships. No, you got to cut that off.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's scary.
So my grandma was like, maybe they're just envious of you and the things that you have achieved and the things that you have done in your life. And I'm just sitting there like,
you don't have to be that way. I'm the type of friend that's going to motivate you, encourage you. If you need help, if you need some advice, if you want me to give you some tips, some tricks, some goals, or some flips.
If you just want me to listen to you.
I'm going to be here. I'm that type of friend.
Right.
I'm not trying to compete with you, baby. I want us to both level up. Like,
yeah, so yeah,
but it's unfortunate because friendships that we have had to let go, it's like when you're in a relationship with a man or whatever you're in a relationship with. Sorry, I'm not judging nobody, but I'm just saying. But when you're in a relationship with someone, whoever you're in a relationship
when you're in
with,
a romantic.
Right. Romantic relationship.
An intimate
relationship. And you are the prize, but the other person, like, you got to end up letting that person go because they weren't good for you. They lost.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing with our friendships. I'm the prize, baby.
Right. Like, I feel like my friends now, we are all the prizes.
And if you want to be around people who are all the prizes.
Yeah. So I definitely, you know, in friendships, I am that. But what also takes my energy a couple years ago, are friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because it was always something negative.
Right.
Like, I had to literally tell one of my friends, we used to be best friends, but we're reconnecting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just too much time apart to right. where I can call you my best friend. And yeah. I've known her since I was 5. Or wow. she was 5 and I was yeah. 6. So I had to tell her, I was like, you know, every time you talk to me, it's this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. I can't be there. Right. I just don't know. Your priorities are messing up with my alignment.
Right.
On what I can give you.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And I also had another friend that didn't even say hi or anything like that.
In text?
In a text message. And that really bothers me.
Yeah.
Like, you don't say hi, how are you? It's, hello. Hey, this guy said such and such. And I'm just like, no, it's not hi. Such and such contacted me. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I had to do one of those passive aggressive text messages. Hi, Treya. How are you?
Right.
Oh, I'm doing great. How was your weekend? How's your day going?
Right.
And I would just answer all of that.
Yeah.
And then I would see what they say. And I had to right. talk to my confidants to make sure that I'm not going crazy.
Right.
I even let them read the text messages. I know that that was pretty invasive,
yeah.
but it was just, I need clear understanding mm-hmm. on if I'm tripping.
Right. No.
But now when you just send me a bunch of like negative things and don't tell me anything positive.
Right.
Am I just here for emotional support, but you can't give that back?
And it's like, I'm going to be there for you in your time of need. But in friendships, it has to be a balance. You can't always be low. Like, you going to have to. Come on. Because this is the thing. If you always negative and you always low, like, you're not growing.
Not only that, you like, want someone to be negative with you.
Right.
Negative attracts negative. I'm not a negative
misery
person.
Misery loves company.
And that is true.
Yeah. And I'm not here to sit with you while you miserable. Because, baby, I'm trying to live the best life I can live while I'm here.
Oh, amen.
So, yeah, it has to be, it got to be a balance with that, because people do get drained, people get tired, and then the other person starts to feel like, well, dang, they don't want to be my friend no more, they not here for me no more, they don't want to support me. But no, we don't want to be on the phone with you like, you don't talk the whole 2 hours, I ain't said nothing.
When people be sending me books, you know, like an iPhone.
Be positive, baby.
You know, an iPhone where the messages are so long.
Girl.
And it has the arrow. And you got to click over to the arrow and then it gives you more.
I don't think I ever got a message like that, thankfully.
I have.
Wow.
I have.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
I just look at it. I go like this.
I can't.
And I just have, and it depends on the person who it is, because I'm sitting here like, I'm glad I don't have that thing like on iPhone. I'm glad that it doesn't say that I read or opened your message, because I'll come back to it.
Right. Let me come back. I'm gonna have to read this one in increments, because I can't give all my energy to this.
I told an ex-boyfriend of mine, because he would always send. He didn't have a phone, which was weird. That was red flag. What?
Right.
He would write notes in high school, senior year. 2011. Who don't got a phone? Anyway, he would write notes and send emails. And I'd be looking at this and I'm like, this is 4 pages. Who has time to write 4 pages? And doesn't your hand not hurt? I'm dyslexic. And my attention span is.
Well, you know.
Oh, sorry, you guys, I whistled. But my attention span is.
Yeah.
It can be like, short
I
and
can't
sweet.
Read this.
Because I'll be thinking about what I'm going to wear.
Right. Oh, child.
What am I going to eat?
Right.
Mm-mm. Do I need to go to Target? Do I need to order on Amazon? Do I need to go to Sephora? I had a Sephora problem, y'all.
That is funny.
That's not it. But Sephora's an energy giver.
Is it now? You sure? You sure it ain't both? Because it could be an energy giver in the heart, but an energy taker in the pockets.
You know what? That's not even a problem.
As long as you create balance.
And I can bring it back.
Okay, I died.
So what are some energy, what boosts your energy? Like what can revive you? Like, ooh, what are some good givers and what are some takers?
So one of the main energy givers for me is worship music. I like to listen to worship music. It just kind of reminds me of where I was, used to be, and reminds me of my growth and where I'm at now, and that I may not be where I want to be at yet, but I can see myself and I'm on my way.
Okay.
It just brings a whole nother level of confidence to me. I was literally listening to worship music at the gym the other day, and that was a horrible idea. So I don't know if anybody does
that.
Did
you cry?
No, girl, I was holding it in. I was like, don't you cry. Don't you cry. You better not. And at one point, I wanted to shout. But I was like, I'm literally on the treadmill.
Did you have the Holy Ghost?
Girl, let me tell you. When I had to remind the song back. I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom, okay? Because my eyes started watering. You know, the water, when the water starts to like get halfway up. I'm like, but that's definitely an energy giver. My husband, my kids, energy givers for me. Very great support and love that they show. Yeah, my mom. I don't know.
Okay.
I have others, but I just.
All right. Right off bat, my energy givers is a gym session. Okay. I feel like when I don't have a gym session, like right now, I'm a little antsy.
Oh, I got another energy giver.
Like, I didn't go to the gym this
morning. You know
morning,
what?
And it's driving me crazy because I don't want to be working with those people.
Maybe we need to adjust something so that you can get your gym workout in.
Oh, I'm going to get my gym workout in.
But do you feel like you need to get it in before pod? Mm-mm. Or it doesn't matter as long as you get it in?
I'm normally a morning worker.
Okay.
A worker. What am I working? Not the streets, Annie. Yeah. I'm normally a morning workouter. Just because there's no one in the gym. But I also work out at like 10 o'clock with my best friend. So okay. I'll wait.
Okay.
I could do it.
Okay.
I don't have any plans today. Sorry. Okay. We could have talked about this off camera.
I just asked because.
Are you trying to work out with me?
No. Well.
You want to work out on pod days?
Yes, because when I said I have another energy giver for me is a morning routine. Without more routine, I am nothing.
Oh my gosh. Nothing. A calendar?
A calendar.
A planner? Routine.
Like, and I'm talking about I'm extra, guys. So I'm extra. So my morning routine is like by the hour. This is what I want to do. All of this before like 7 o'clock on the weekday.
Yeah.
So morning routine. But that is something that we can. I don't know why we're talking about.
Yes,
this,
we're sorry. We'll have this conversation off pod.
Yes.
Routine
is everything,
baby. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah. Working out, my friends.
Yes.
When I say friends, it was probably like this many.
Mm-hmm.
And friends is family, so.
Right. My circle. Small.
And this many people. What else is an energy giver? Sometimes kids, like my nieces and nephews, but they're also an energy taker because what the what?
My sister is our energy giver. I feel like. One of the greatest blessings that God could give me was sisters.
Oh, you're lucky.
I love
my sister's an energy taker.
All of them.
But you're my biological sister. My bad.
I love my sisters.
My brother is an energy giver.
That's what's up. I see you talk to him a lot, too.
I dropped him in the bathroom.
You sure did. You sure did.
I love my brother. My brother is... I wish that we grew up together. Up. I really do. We're about... four, 6 years apart. I really do love my brother. I wish that we did grow up together. But I think also it would have been very toxic for us to grow up together because a Cancer, a Gemini, 9 days apart, 11 days apart in birthdays. And we have a, there's a middle, there's a middle child that we don't talk about.
Oh my God.
But
something y'all share in common.
The middle child?
That y'all don't talk to the middle child.
Oh, we share a lot of things in common.
That's already, well, no, I can't say that. I was about to say, that's already toxic, but I don't know what the middle child has done. Sometimes people do things to where that's why you cut them off. But I was just saying.
That we can't talk about that. Yeah. Not no, here.
Yeah,
not. This is all about good energy.
Right. For sure.
But yeah, I love my brother. I wish we did grow up together, but yeah. I feel like we would have gotten into a lot of trouble if we did grow up together. Very, very toxic.
Just by how you talk about him, I could see that.
Yeah. But yeah, my brother's an energy giver. Like anytime I'm frustrated and I can't talk to Jerome and my grandmother, I would definitely go to him for advice. And he plays his really good. He plays his big brother duties very well. That's annoyingly awesome. Too. My grandmother's an energy giver. Yeah. I love that we're normally on the same page. Mm-hmm. The gym, dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I used to write poems.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I used to do those.
Oh, you know what else is an energy giver?
What?
So, in case you guys didn't know, I am a content creator, YouTuber. That I love it. I love creating content. That is definitely something that makes me happy.
See, I'm trying. Okay, I'm trying to.
I mean, I'm still on my... I don't have a problem with creating content. I just out of all the research and stuff that I have done and seminars and stuff that I've been through, I know that I'm supposed to be doing certain things within my content that I always like tend to forget. So I'm working on it. But
content is something that I'm working on for sure. Yeah. I definitely want to get out there, but I love my gym community. I love a small gym community.
Yeah. Like
when I go work out, I know majority of my workouters. Like I know you're gonna be there, you know I'm gonna be there.
Right.
I seen one yesterday that I haven't seen in a while and I was like, hey, you gave me the, you know, the nod, you know, my other workouters. So I actually really enjoy that. What else? I don't know. I mean, obviously there's more.
Right.
My business sometimes is an energy giver and a taker because it takes time when I can allocate it, but I don't know how to allocate.
Yeah.
But procrastination is an energy taker.
Yes, it is.
Overthinking. Because we got those too bad.
Overthinking I have very bad. Need to.
My self-thoughts.
Give my brain a break sometimes.
Oh my gosh, yes. I know Jerome probably doesn't really like it, but when I'm in the bed and I've been going to sleep with no TV on for the past month now.
Mm-hmm. She's like,
It's interesting because I only allow myself to have one TV day on, and that's on Saturdays or the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, I cannot. But when I tell you I have rapid thoughts and I'm talking to him and I'm just like, hey,
yeah,
I was thinking about this. He goes, you need to learn how to meditate. I said, it doesn't work. I am on sleeping pills and all. It does not work. I will sit here and I will talk to him until everything under the sun is gone.
Oh, my gosh.
Sometimes because.
I ain't gonna lie, I do that.
And I try my best not to because I know that he wants to go out. I mean, not go out. He needs his sleep, unlike me.
Yeah.
I'm used to working 4 hours off of sleep, but now that I can get more with the proper help, yeah, I will talk to him.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just tell me to shut up. He goes, you're fine. So I turn over and I'm like, just hold me. Just so I can be
just
quiet.
Hold me.
Just let me. That's it. And then I'd be like, this is why I need the TV on. Because when I have the TV on, I'm sleeping 5 minutes because something else is not on my brain. He's like, have you wrote these things down? Yeah, I was thinking about it all day. They just hit me more intense.
Have you tried to like maybe go to sleep with like
music?
Some type of, like rain or anything of that sort. Have you tried any of that?
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Okay, you just extra. Because
well,
I'm an overthinker with you, but I know. Well, I guess you just got to figure out what can actually calm your mind, yeah. Which I know what works for me, but what works for me doesn't always work for the next person. So. Yeah.
I'm on medication to go to sleep. My medication actually does work. I definitely feel like it can go up a little bit more. Because when I don't have it, Jerome thinks that I'm a fiend when I don't have my drugs, because obviously I'm not sleeping. Dang, but I have
can't sleep like that.
I have
intense, no wonder you be taking all these naps.
I have intense
wow
thoughts without the pills. Like when I tell you they're intense, Renata, I will be up for 3 hours in the middle of the night.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, do I turn on the TV? Do I not turn on TV? I be telling myself to shut up. Just shut the fuck up.
Sorry. So how does that make you feel, since we are talking about energy givers and energy takers? How does that make you feel the next morning when you actually do have to get up and get involved into your day? Like, do you feel like your energy is drained?
Yes, when I don't sleep. It affects the whole day. Like, wow. I can wake up and be groggy and not happy. And when my energy is low, or like when I don't sleep, I don't have a morning routine.
Okay, so let me ask you this too. So because you're tired, you don't do your morning routine that morning. So throughout the days, on the nights where you can't sleep and you got to get up and you got to go to work or whatever, and you already don't feel like you have a lot of energy, is there anything that can happen within that day that kind of will give you, because I know you're probably sleepy, but is there anything that can give you like a boost of energy?
Red Bull. Coffee.
Yeah.
Gives you wings. normally, like, if I was, like,
is there something that I can do as a friend?
Oh, no.
Like, okay.
No. When I used to work in a regular setting, the kids were my boost of energy, because I can't be down.
Right.
Because then it's going to mess them up.
Right.
So, honestly, not really. Me just being more active and pushing towards it. Normally, it takes me about a good hour or two to shake it off,
mm-hmm.
but that's normally a drive,
right?
You know, I'm listening to music, I'm being an emotional gangster in the car,
right?
So
yeah,
those days that I don't get sleep, which is very rare, now it's let's go get coffee.
Okay.
Let's go shake it off.
I knew you did, yeah.
And you know, like those scenes in the movie where you're just like this.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I just need an extra bit of time. Like, I think this week I was really tired, and that was with the pills. But that was also a relaxing day, so I did not go to the gym that day.
Okay.
And that was like, hey, you just need to rest a little bit. But literally, I come home and clean.
Yeah.
So it's not a really big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. Okay. I didn't know you was going through all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. It was good to know as a friend. And I noticed that sometimes when we're texting, it does take you a while to text back. And I'm not knocking you for that. But sometimes I do get annoyed. But anyway.
I told you it's a problem.
No. Now, I get it at work. No, that's understandable. But, and it's like, it depends on what it is.
Yeah.
The urgency of the message, in my opinion. But sometimes you be like, I was napping. And I be like, I just be thinking like, dang, she be taking a lot of naps.
Yeah.
But that's why. So
I'm glad you get to understand me a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm that friend. I'm going to be that friend that's understanding.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I used to take a lot of naps. And my grandmother would be like, why are you taking so many naps?
Right.
And I'd be like, because I can't sleep at night. So these cat naps, this hour nap that I'm taking.
Girl.
It's literally everything.
Yeah.
But I can't take it too late.
Right.
Because I'm jacked up in the middle
of the
night. And I'm like, okay, let me go on the phone because I have this business idea, but I can't text anybody because it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to have them be mad at me.
Right.
So,
because
they're probably like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I'm a crackhead up.
Stop it.
I can't.
Stop, ma'am. Stop. Well, wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. We talked about a lot of energy givers and takers. Guys. Yeah, when it comes to them friendships, though, like, be selective on who you give your energy to.
Be intentional.
Yes. If you're giving out more than you're receiving, you may want to
reflect.
Yes, reflect on that.
Figure it out.
Move accordingly.
See, have a actual genuine conversation. I have a hard time sharing my feelings, so maybe sharing your feelings. Maybe there's something that they can do.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people are like, well, what's the point of telling them? Well, maybe give them an opportunity to change.
No, I believe in it for sure. I'm not just going to kick you to the curb. I want to at least express to you how I feel first and see what happens from there. And then if I don't see no change, then it's time for me to move on, depending on the situation. But yeah, definitely.
So always surround yourself with positive energy.
Let that be the goal. I know it's not always easy because we're going through things. And sometimes, like for me, I feel like it's always something going on. It's something trying to attack me or attach itself to me that's negative. But I continue to press through. So I know it's easier said than done at times. But let that be the goal, to always try to surround yourself with every and anything that's positive.
And then if you don't know what it is, just find it. You know, it could be listening to music. It could be meditating. It could be going to the gym. It can be Red Bull and coffee.
It could be coloring in a coloring book.
It could be writing a poem. Like, yes. I have a friend that if you don't have, she needs to have her coffee. Don't talk to her. Let her have her coffee and she'll be okay.
That remind me of that e-fuck thing. Coffee spelled backwards is e-fuck. Until I get my coffee, I don't give an e-fuck.
So yeah, just, you know, sometimes it's smoking dojo. I don't smoke dojo, but sometimes I have people that you don't talk to them unless they get their morning smoke. Puff puff pass. It could be a cigarette. You know,
right.
don't talk to them until they get it. And then once they get it, hey, say hi, how you doing?
Yeah. Let people do what they need to do to make them happy.
Ooh. And then listen to some motivational speaking.
Listen to a podcast.
Our podcast.
You know, if you ever heard of They Love Our Energy podcast, that's a good one to listen to. So if you never heard of that, let's turn that one on.
Yeah.
I bet you it'll boost your energy because they be talking about some good, real stuff. But at the same time, they be all over the place and they be funny. So,
and you know what?
Marcus favorites.
I know the people.
Do you know?
I know the Muffin Man.
Oh my God.
I know the people who do They Love Our Energy podcast.
Do you? Do you like them?
I love them. Okay.
Yes.
but let's go ahead and get to our wins and our lows.
Our highs and our lows.
Our highs and our lows.
Yeah.
You went through your low. Do you want to go through
our high? I already went through my low. Yeah, y'all know it was Chick-fil-A vibrating on low frequency. But baby, we're going to get on up there. If you know yours, you can go while I'm thinking about my high. If not, then...
Let's see.
Yeah.
Let me see. What's in my conundrum?
I do have a high.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
My high is letting my baby go. My oldest daughter moved into her first apartment.
Oh my.
You know, spreading my wings, letting my little butterfly fly. I'm really proud of myself because I was a mother, a teen mom. I had her when I was 16 years old, and it was one of the scariest things ever to do. And as a parent, as me being a grown adult now, you having a child at a young age, you often question your ability to parent the right way because you don't want your child to end up like you. But I'm proud of myself, and I ain't gonna cry because y'all might cry. Okay, no, I'm really not gonna cry. I mean that I might cry. But
I see.
Girl, like, I'm proud of her and I'm proud of myself because I feel like I did that thing, baby. And I'm so proud of her because she is definitely on the right path. So my high is helping my child move. I mean, I didn't help her financially or anything. I was just there to support her along the journey. So that was my high.
You see, my high this week I would say as I got roses.
Okay, roses.
Yes, I got roses this week.
These mango nata ones.
Yeah, those mango natas.
Yes, cute.
I will post them on my page. I do normally get weekly flowers, but the way that these are going, I probably don't need them for another couple of weeks. But my friend, shout out to my friend. We friends at this point, okay? Miss Cindy at HEB, she told me, she was like, last week I wanted to get flowers. And she was like, don't get flowers. They're literally going to be on sale from Monday or the Monday to like the 27th or something. Mm-hmm. Or I think maybe to the end of this month.
Okay.
And they were $6.99.
Right.
And you know, dozens of roses do not cost $6.99, and they're in good shape, they're healthy. So I was able to get my flowers because I normally post weekly flowers, and I don't think I have much of a low this week.
That's good. Always good.
Normally my low, I guess since we were talking about sleep, I think I had just a small low, which was like not having sleep and then not being able to get coffee selfishly because I didn't want to take kids to Starbucks. Because I'm going to just name her A. A wanted to go get Starbucks with me because I take... I call him Duck and Goose. So Goose is the girl. Duck is the baby boy.
Oh.
So I normally take Duck with me to Starbucks and he gets free things.
Mm-hmm.
And Goose wanted to come with me and she's like, can I come? And I'm like, I don't even know what you drink. And so I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? We got to be back at the house at this time. So how about nah?
Yeah.
No. We'll just figure something out at the house. So I guess just sleep and not getting Starbucks or just any energy drink.
Right.
So I think that's my low. I don't have anything too deep in my low.
Okay.
But.
Not too bad.
Yeah. We definitely thank you guys for tuning in. We hope that this podcast episode had brought some light, some joy, some laughter, right. Mm-hmm. And help you guys have a reflection on the things that you guys might need to reflect on.
Yeah.
See what's your givers, see what's your takers, see what you have to get rid of, see what you have to talk, who do you have to talk to? Anything else?
What do you need to get some more of?
Yeah, what do you need to adjust? What do you need to prioritize?
Do you need to start a morning routine?
Self-care.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. You can follow our Instagram page at
They Love Our Energy.
And you can find me at everythingtreya_ for now until I change it.
You can find me at Always R Nicole. Nicole is spelled NECHOLE.
And if you want to watch us on YouTube, you can find us at They Love Our Energy.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to see you guys next week.
Yes, we love y'all.
Bye.
Have a great day.
And please let us know what your energy takers and givers are. We would love to know.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Mwah.